Hi, everyone, and welcome to Autism Hope Library. We have a very special guest today. I'm so excited about this interview. We have Ryan Sensenbrenner, and he is the Senior Director Marketer at Enzymedica. It's like one of my favorite companies, and you'll know why in just a bit. But welcome, Ryan. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Kristen. I know we've known each other for a lot of years through this journey. It's been so fun to watch it evolve, and happy to chat with you today.
Well, before we get started, because we're going to be talking about enzymes and we're going to be talking about what are enzymes, why are they so important for our kiddos? But before we do that, why is Enzymedica so passionate about helping the autism community?
Just unbelievable question. And I look back over my time. I've worked with Enzymedica for just shy of 13 years now. And I still think back, my first day at Enzymedica was a company staff meeting. And actually, Kristen, you were there presenting, I believe, that first one. And we were doing some really amazing things on social media and online and building up video. And even at that point, it was at our core, right? And for Enzymedica in particular, individuals with autism do tend to be prone towards a lot of digestive challenges, especially things like food intolerances, heartburn. They can have sensitivities to a lot of different foods. And Enzymedica is in the business of food and really helping people find enjoyment for the foods that they love. And so it was a natural fit for us. But I'm curious, when did the Enzymedica autism journey begin for you? Because you even predate me a little bit with this.
2008. So, wow. Yeah, so 2008 is when I first met Enzymedica, and the founder of Enzymedica, Tom Bohager, was already getting emails and messages and letters from families saying, why are these enzymes helping our kiddos? And so he wasn't quite sure, you know, what to really do with it, because he was like just excited that there was a product that Enzymedica carried that could potentially help families. And then he had been introduced to an author at the time that had wrote a book about enzymes and autism. And then it had nothing to do with me. And it was way before me even. And he just wanted to help. And then in 2008, I stumbled across this, you know, show called Expo West. And I got my way in there somehow and wanted to know why this product was helping my son. And one thing led to another. And before I knew it, like, they were giving me a badge so I didn't have to sneak my way back in. and basically, you know, they wanted to really just dive in. The whole entire Enzymedica team at that time was just so passionate about wanting to figure out a way to help families. And, you know, with autism, digestive issues are huge. We're always talking about poop and, you know, how to help our child feel better so they can do better. And then before I knew it, that by that December, so that was April of 2008, and by that December of 2008, Enzymedica had already created the Autism Hope Alliance. And so I remember the management team at that time and Tom Bohager had said, you know, we just need to figure out how we can get all these companies kind of together to make a difference, because he knew that the natural products community really could make a big difference with diet and enzymes and probiotics and a whole bunch of other stuff. And if we could just help these kiddos of any age feel better, then we knew they could do better. And so that's kind of where it all started. And it,
you know, just real quick, Kristen, I mean, you have been just a beacon of light, right, for the Enzymedica team and for years. And I say that of Autism Hope Alliance, but I also say of you in particular, right? You have inspired so many through this. And that passion that you talk about that we felt back then is as strong as ever. You know, today we kind of branded under our People and Planet umbrella. And at Enzymedica, it's not simply just about making a great product, right? We make really, really good products. We search the planet for the finest ingredients. We validate it with science that I think is bar none the best in the industry. And then we create products without compromise. I mean, we were the first clean label project certified brand in the industry. But to me, especially as a marketer, right, it's all about the why. Mm-hmm. And what you find when you walk the halls of Enzymedica and you talk to our entire team, and I don't care if it's the CEO or if it's somebody putting a bottle in a carton and shipping or anybody in between, right? We're all equal here. That passion for legacy is huge. And for the rest of my life, I will be proud of the work that, you know, I've personally been involved with, and Hensmedic has been involved with Autism Hope Alliance. We've had other causes that are amazing too. I mean, I've raised over $250,000 for America's Coral Reefs. We've got a program going across the nation right now for women's rape and crisis centers, all throughout independent health food stores. So cause marketing is really important to us, but that original cause of autism is so near and dear to each and all of our hearts. I can't thank you enough for the work you've done, because, you know, we can do our part to raise awareness and make a donation here and there and all those kind of things. You guys are really doing the legwork to make a difference in the community, to help these families. It's really powerful.
Well, thank you. Again, we can't do it without these amazing companies standing with us. And we always say we're so honored to stand with each and every one of you guys. And as I said, Enzymedica is very near and dear to my heart, because this is where it kind of all started for me and my family, you know, with our advocacy work, you know, when it comes to diet and digestion and such. And so I want to jump in, because I know there are families out there going, well, okay, that's so great. It sounds super passionate. We're so happy you guys are, you know, but what is an enzyme? They might be still wondering, what is an enzyme? And so you and I, we know what this is, but what, you know, what's the best definition that you can give in a very simple way for those that are thinking, gosh, I remember as a kid, I saw enzymes, you know, cleaning the stains off of my, you know, laundry detergent,
right?
Yeah, but like, it's so much more, right? So what, in your best description, what is an enzyme, and why is a digestive enzyme especially so important for our families?
You know, it's, I was just playing around with ChatGPT recently, right? Everybody is talking about ChatGPT. And I asked ChatGPT that question, right? Like, define an enzyme for me. And it came back and it said, biologically active catalysts. That's what ChatGPT said. Okay, I said, that's a mouthful. I said, all right, do it in one word, right? And it just came back, catalysts. And how I think of enzymes is they are the energy of life. Every single reaction within our body is comprised of countless chemical reactions. Every single reaction within the body is influenced by an enzyme. So our eyes blink, our heart beats, but, you know, most often supplementally, we talk about digestive enzymes, and digestive enzymes are actively breaking down your food. And there's all sorts of different types. Some break down fat, some break down fibers, proteins, carbohydrates. And so, you know, with what's really quite amazing with these, it's totally unique in the supplement space. It's not like a multivitamin or a fish oil or a probiotic that takes time to build up. These are like immediate little machines that help you break down and digest your food or support other functions of the body. That's kind of an enzyme in a nutshell, if you will.
I love that. Yeah, I always think of them as the workers of the body. You know, I remember talking about them like a little Pac-Man going in and helping break up, you know, the food, because many of our kiddos, you know, sometimes they are bloated, they're constipated, they have extra gas. You'll see them frustrated. Maybe they have limited language, or maybe they can verbalize to you, or maybe they can't verbalize. Right. And, you know, I know with my own son, you know, we have limited language, and there was moments where he had no language, and, you know, his tummy just hurt, and he couldn't really verbalize that or express that. And when we finally started figuring that out, all those therapies that these families are doing, unless that kid can feel good, it's going to be hard to have any of those therapies really help. And so for me, it starts first with the inside out. And so, yeah, digestive enzymes are just a huge piece. I mean, many of us have all felt gas or bloating or constipation. And so we all know what that feels like. It hurts. It doesn't feel good.
You know, I'd like to talk about two different groups, right? There's the actively impaired, where you've got these individuals, they know they've got a challenge, they know they've got a problem, they're trying to seek a solution. And then there's the rest of us, right? Which are often, you know, inactively impaired, right? So many people, they, you know, eat a heavy meal and they just think it's normal to be bloated or tired after. And they don't know, they don't have to feel that way. But specifically with individuals with autism, you know, we know, you know, any, you know, protocol for a family in autism has to be multifaceted, right? There's no one single thing that works. You've got to look at all sorts of different things. And I really believe diet and digestion, right, are at the core, because You said it well, depending on how verbal or communicative an individual is. If you or I eat something and we feel miserable and we're bloated and we're uncomfortable, it's like, oh, geez, I shouldn't have eaten that, right? Wish I had my enzyme to fake that. I would have been fine. But an individual on the spectrum, they may not be able to communicate that. Or even if they try to, they may not really understand what's going on in their body that's, you know, leading to these things. And we do know that individuals with autism tend to be more prevalent for a lot of these digestive sensitivities. And there's research coming out every day on exactly why that is, right? It's a really interesting kind of area of study. But I think that's part of the magic, again, of what we do is we offer products that work immediately. They're powered by a technology called TheraBlend. Not all enzymes are equal. We were sort of the original brand to look at how different enzymes work together throughout the body's temperature and pH ranges. That's what TheraBlend is. It's the optimal blend so that that capsule works just as well for you or me or anyone else because we're covering all the bases. And, you know, that's where when you've got a solution that can literally work with the first meal that somebody tries it on, how rewarding is that, right? Versus how many other things that we all tried where it's like, okay, you got to wait weeks and maybe I'll see if there's a result or something, right?
Yeah, that's like such a great example because think about it, if we're taking a multivitamin, we know it's good for us, but often you don't see anything from it, but you know that your body needs it. And so you'll take it, but you might not see any type of results. You might not, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But with enzymes, it's so true because I remember the first time that I even found Digest. That's one of the products Enzymedica has. And I was having horrible, horrible stomach pains. And at that time I was traveling for something else. And I was in one of the health food stores and I had seen this little like travel thing of Digest. I thought, oh my goodness gracious, I will try anything. So I took it. I mean, no clue what it was. I remember eating and I remember not being in pain. And I remember thinking like, no way, it can't be this. Like I was so like, it just couldn't be. And so then like the next meal I took it again and I didn't have pain. And so that's when my kind of journey of like calling Enzymedica up. I'm like, hey, so what's in this? And can I see this? And where are you guys going to be? And how do I
you're one of those people. I get it.
I love that. I want to know what's in it, why it works, how it works, all the above. And I remember giving it to my son and, you know, watching his tummy, that bloat just kind of go away. And all of a sudden his digestive issues were getting better and he was able to go to the bathroom. And, you know, when I say the bathroom, have a bowel movement or poop, you know, that's what we like to say, poop. And
talk about it every day here at Enzymedica.
You know, we talk about any autism family out there that's dealing with diet and digestion. We talk about poop more than anybody I think I know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it was so exciting. And, you know, then when I started learning about Digest, I was able to learn about other products that you guys had. And then in the time that I was there, because now Autism Hope, I should say this to people, Autism Hope Alliance is a separate entity now, but Enzymedica is still at our foundation of like, this is where we started from. This is where we came from. This is who birthed us. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I think of it. Right. But I remember at the time, you know, they were trying to figure out, you know, what else could help. And so that is really where Digest Spectrum came about. And so let's talk a little bit about Digest Spectrum.
Yeah. So, you know, earlier you mentioned Digest, and we've got a family of products, Digest Basic and Digest Gold, which are kind of general digestive products. They break down the core building blocks of food, like fat, fiber, protein, and carbs. Digest Spectrum is a little different, and it really was built with this community in mind because it is the, and I believe today, still the only product of its kind out there that covers all of the major food intolerances in one. So what we have found over the years, you know, we kind of invented this category in a lot of ways, right, is that many individuals who have a single food intolerance, say dairy, actually often have multiple food intolerances and are sensitive to a wide range of different foods. And, you know, even for someone not on the spectrum, that can be a journey, right, of food diaries and eliminations and all these things to figure out what they're sensitive to. And so what Digest Spectrum is it's an all-in-one. It's covering all the major, food intolerances and really looking at those trigger ingredients. So we're breaking down gluten, we're breaking down casein, we're breaking down, lactose, the dairy sugar, we're helping break down veggies, right? We've all had gas and bloating after eating certain types of cruciferous veggies or legumes. And we're also supporting the body's natural process of how it releases phenols and deals with those. Mm-hmm. So Spectrum is kind of that 1-2 punch that covers a wide range of all those indications. Great for individuals who either don't know what specific intolerance they have, or if they know they have multiple, gives you one pill to take, and that's going to work literally with the first meal. Again, you don't have to wait. And for years, we've been honored to collaborate with Autism Hope Alliance on that product. We were, I think, the first product or one of the first to be Autism Hope Alliance approved.
Sure.
Through your program.
It was the original. It was the original, yes,
right?
That product.
I am very, very proud of that product. In fact, it's one of my personal favorite. I'm originally from Wisconsin. I love dairy. It doesn't always agree with me. And I have figured out I have issues with both dairy sugar, lactose, and the protein casein, right? A lot of people think they're lactose intolerant. They're actually casein intolerant. Spectrum has been a phenomenal companion for me over the years.
And so when people take it, you can take it with the first bite of food. I think the bottle might say 20 minutes before, but many of us were somewhere in that bottle.
You forget it. It's okay. As soon as possible, at the beginning of the meal is best. If you take it after, that's okay. For individuals who have trouble swallowing capsules, right, they can be really, really common. You can open up the capsule and mix it in with food. You do want to consume it pretty much right away, though. You don't want to do that and then wait an hour and come back, because it's going to start digesting that food as it sits. In fact, one of the things we kind of do for fun, if you had a bowl of oatmeal and you were to take a capsule of Digest Spectrum or Gold and mix it in, within a matter of minutes, that bowl will be liquid, right? Because enzymes work so fast. But first bite of food is best. If you do forget, totally okay. Not a problem.
Yeah. And I know for those that are watching or listening, often your kiddos, and I say kiddos, I say this at every interview, I don't care if 2 or 52, they're somebody's kiddo. I call everybody kiddo. But, if your kiddo does not swallow capsules, like Ryan was saying, you can twist them open. You can put it maybe in a little bit of water or juice. That's typically what we try to do with our families, because if you put it in food, sometimes the kids don't eat all the food. But if you take that and you just drink it a little bit, sometimes even people put a little bit of applesauce if they like applesauce.
Applesauce, yogurt works great. Yep.
Yeah. And so that seems to work really, really well. And then you know that they're getting those benefits from that digestive enzyme. And so when they're eating that food, everything starts to kind of work better. But yeah, I love Digest Spectrum. It's obviously one of my favorites. It's I was telling you before we started this interview, I think of it as the A to Z. So yeah. It's, I don't have to worry. I have like one bottle in my purse. I know I can grab it out. And I just love it. Well, I want to just touch briefly before, I can't believe how fast these interviews go. Before we end, I want to talk a little bit about glutenase, because that's also kind of a big staple when it comes to products that Enzymedica carries that a lot of our families know about. One of the questions we get asked is, well, my child's gluten-free. Why would I even care about having glutenase enzyme in my pantry?
Yeah. And we actually make two. We make glutenase and glutenase extra strength. And they're both similar, but very different formulas, but for the same benefit. And great to live gluten-free. We know many individuals in this community have gone gluten-free, which I think is awesome. The challenge you run into is hidden gluten. And hidden gluten is everywhere, right? We think we're buying foods that don't contain it unless it's certified gluten-free. Who knows, right? We go out to eat. We're at a restaurant. Maybe they even have, a gluten-free menu. Was it cooked on the same surface, though, as something that just had gluten on it? Is it truly a separate kitchen or cooking space? So, be it hidden food gluten in the foods that we buy or cross-contamination when we're eating out, the reality is gluten is everywhere. And that's where glutenase is going to kick in. We do say we can't, treat, celiacs or things like that, right? This is truly just for a gluten sensitivity. But it can be a phenomenal companion, even for those on gluten-free or casein-free diets who are worried about hidden gluten and cross-contamination.
Well, my son has celiac and I carry gluten ease anytime we travel because I was telling you this before, if I didn't make it, he's going to take it. So, you know, if I personally did not make it and I don't know every single ingredient that was whatever that is, he is going to take a gluten ease because yes, he has celiac, but at the same time, I am super afraid of cross-contamination.
Yes.
And I don't know how that's going to affect him. And so I'd rather just kind of like, just make sure that I've done everything I know to do, you know?
And I love that. And I mentioned that, right? Because we don't want individuals who, you know, if you got a medical condition, we're not a company that's like, hey, take this pill and just eat whatever you want, right? That isn't us. You need to still follow the guidance of your doctor and your experts that you're working with. And, you know, when people call in, we'll tend to be some of the most cautious people on the planet because, you know, we never want anybody getting hurt. And at the end of the day, enzymes are phenomenal. They work. They work really, really quickly. They help break down those foods. Enzymes are well-researched. For example, the enzyme DPP4 and its ability to break down aspects of those gluten, you know, molecules. So, you know, we will always be cautious with it, right? But at the same time, we certainly appreciate those who have passion for what we do because digestive health is kind of a passionate thing, believe it or not.
Huge passionate thing because you never realize it until you need to realize it. I think many people take it for granted that they're regular, they can eat what they want, they don't have, you know, bloating. But I think even as you get older, that starts to happen.
Yep.
And
me for sure. Yeah.
Well, I have just loved this conversation and thank you so much for doing this interview and thank you for just everything Enzymedica has done because there would literally be no Autism Hope Alliance without Enzymedica. And, you know, for those that want to find out more about your products, where do they go?
Yeah, the best place is really our website, which is www.enzymedica.com. That's ENZYMEDICA.com, enzymedica.com. And we've got a wealth of information on there. We have a quiz that you can take to help identify the best products for you. We've got a really, really robust blog. In fact, there's a lot of blogs on there for those in the autism community looking for additional education. I think, Kristen, you may even be interviewed on a couple of them in there from years past. So that can be a great resource for you.
And for those watching and listening, and, you know, often we still feel sometimes kind of lost a little bit. What words of encouragement can you give to them?
You know, at Enzymedica, we made a really powerful decision a number of years ago to be the brand of digestive happiness. And I think when it comes to digestion, and unfortunately, so often in the supplement world, right, there's a lot of products out there that'll prey on fear. And we never want to be that. We are a brand about hope. We love to align with organizations about hope, just like the Autism Hope Alliance. And so we're on a mission to help people find that digestive happiness. And I truly believe for this community, you know, there's no magic pill. There's no one single solution. It's all about finding the right protocol for you or your dear family member or friend that you're helping support. And at the end of the day, digestion is the core to who we all are. And when we can help get that digestive system running more optimally, when you've got a product that is clean, that's efficacious, that's validated by real science, we've done the legwork. We have literally searched the planet for the finest ingredients. Drives our team crazy sometimes, right? Because we will go everywhere looking for the best of the best. The hope that I can give you is we've done the legwork. When it comes to digestion, this is our business. We live and breathe this. We have individuals calling our customer success team every day, talking about poop and gas and bloating and all those things that nobody else wants to talk about. We're here for you. We're here for this community. We care deeply about what you're doing, and we're here to help. And that's the best we can do.
Thank you, Ryan. I'm so thrilled we got to do this interview. And I hope you come back because we have several more topics we need to cover.
Whenever you want, I'm back. Thanks so much, Kristen.
And thank you guys for watching. Until next time, bye.